She stayed with Mama till she got on her feet and cooked for us.
Say a boy and his father had the same color hair, the same eyes. They say
he looked like his dad, well, I wouldn't want to repeat the words some of them would say, but some of them would say he just pulled a hair out of his ass.
Did you ever what about if a boy got the same sort of started drinking like his dad did or something like that, they would say he
about the old boy chip off the old block?
Huh.
Yeah, you know, it was a strange thing. My dad wasn't called an alcoholic. He drank quite a bit. 30 years before he died, he quit. And he never drank anything, but now I had my mother's sister, husband, never did drink a drop, hated everybody that did drink. And she raised boys that was what we call sot drunkards. And I don't think none of my dad, other than my older brother, he got drunk one time, pretty drunk. I've been drunk one time in my life, too. I don't know about old D. We all drank a little once in a while, but when we got grown, I haven't drank anything in 35 years. I told you, it's been longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's my wife broke me.
You told me. Now, somebody who couldn't hear very well, you say they were
stone deaf. Well, somebody said they'd have acute indigestion. Now, we speak of the heart attacks. I suppose they had heart attacks. Someone said, well, he died with acute indigestion. And that is if he hadn't been ailing or anything and he just all of a sudden dropped dead. Didn't know what had happened to him and
what he died
from. And maybe they wouldn't have any autopsy on him either, just pronounced him dead. You know, we had one time, though, they had what they call here in Washington Parish one of the greatest murder cases, the coffee cup murder. They had it in a magazine. I went to the trial. There was a man, his next door neighbor, he got to flipping around and living with her, in other words. Well, they must have fell in love, and the old gal and him decided, well, let's get rid of my wife. And they didn't prove it on him, but he must have did it. It was cyanide put in a cup of coffee. And at the paper mill, they have all kind of chemicals. And I think at that time at the trial, they proved it. That was cyanide that killed her. And they proved that he got it, but they proved the other woman guilty of putting it in her coffee, and she went to the penitentiary for it. They finally couldn't prove anything on the man, and they got him for perjury.